AsheRocks.com.
Coming up, popular outdoor activities for this spring with Roy Crooks from Durham Outdoors, and listen for music from classical artist Deborah Ford.
Talking about current topics from entertainment to community events with a refreshing soundtrack. This is the Weekend Mix.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend Mix on Oshawa Rocks. Susie McNeil and Hung Up on The Weekend Mix. I'm James Dobus, and thanks so much for making some time to listen. It's always appreciated. And here's what's happening around Durham for the month of May. Get ready for Oshawa Beatlemania featuring the Liverpool Four, held this year at the Regent Theater in downtown Oshawa. You'll hear all the hits and songs from each era of this band's remarkable career. It's Saturday, May 17th from 8 to 10 p.m., and you can get all the ticket details at the Regent Theater's website. And the Sunflower Farm in Beaverton, Ontario is now accepting vendor applications for their third market days on August 2nd and 3rd this year. You can apply at their website. That's thesunflowerfarm.ca.
Weekend Mix.
All right, Roy Crooks is a member of the Durham Outdoors Club and is here on the show to tell us about what they have planned for this spring. Hi, Roy.
Hi, James. Nice to be speaking with you.
Yeah, great to talk to you too. So what is the Durham Outdoors Club all about and how did it get started?
Okay, well, it started actually about 30 years ago. I guess my story is pretty typical. I had moved to the Durham region from Peterborough and I was in my late 40s, I guess, and the last of the children had gone out the front door and kind of looking around for something to do and maybe come up with a new activity. And my wife and I had heard about a new club forming, the Durham Outdoors Club. And we went down and attended a first meeting. And we've been going to the club for the last 30 years. And what we found is, I think we came with very little experience as far as hiking, canoeing, cycling, neighborhood walks, urban affairs, urban events, and that sort of thing. And actually, we've over the years been subjected to all those items and with a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome. So what are some of your main events coming up this spring?
Well, some of the main events is we just came out with our calendar, and we have hiking and backpacking planned for the summer months, April, May, and June. We have canoeing, kayaking program, which we have a hiking canoeing coordinator. We have a cycling coordinator, so that we'll be doing cycling in around the Durham region. In the winter, we do have a cross-country ski coordinator, and we also have a nosy neighbor or neighborhood walk coordinator as well. And we also have an urban affairs coordinator. They do some of the local theater, sometimes it's off to Toronto. It's a member-driven organization. So basically the way it works, if you have an idea, you just put it forward to the coordinator, and from there we just work out whoever would like to come along and go out for a day trip or go for a hike, and we work at along that line.
Oh, that sounds great. So what is the general age range of people who participate in this club?
We do have some younger members. We tend to find that 40-45 seems to be the starting number, and I think part of it is you know, prior to that, you're raising the children, and you've got a lot of commitments. And it seems to be, I would say, out of our 100 members, I would say the bulk of them are probably in their late 40s, right up until their 70s.
What are some of the benefits of getting involved in a group like this?
Well, if you don't have any experience, as my wife and I had no canoeing experience at all, and one of our coordinators is a very good canoer. We've got another one that's a very very prolific kayaker, and we learned over the years, you know, the proper way to do the sport. We've been on multiple canoe trips, some 2-day, 5-day trips, all organized within the group.
Oh, cool. So you do have some overnight trips, it looks like, as well. I was taking a look on your website and your calendar there, and it looks like you go to some parks kind of in Ontario as well.
Yes, we do. We've actually been up along the Manitoba border at one time in some wilderness canoe parks, and it's pretty much whatever you feel you would like to do, and then you just bring it up to the group, and you know, two or three people may put up their hands and say, we'd like to try that with you, and we work it out from there.
And tell me a little bit more about the Nosy Neighbor Walk. Where did that name come from?
Well, most of our members at the time when we first joined were working. We still have, I would say probably a third of our members are still working. And, you know, you're in your office all day or in GM all day, and it just seemed like a nice idea to get out in the evening. And, of course, we generally would do those in late summer. And as it started to get a little bit darker, it was nice to be able to walk with a group. And you just basically, we would take turns and offer to lead a walk within our own neighborhood. So it became a very good way to explore Whitby and Oshawa. We would meet in a parking lot, maybe a church parking lot, 10 or 12 of us, and off we would go for an hour walk. Just kind of a nice way to end off the day.
And what is your favorite part about being involved with this group?
Well, I would say we were just talking about it at supper tonight. We've been with the group for 30 years, and I would say approximately a third of those people we still associate with, we still hike with and camp with and canoe with, so they've gone on to be lifelong friends.
And how can people join if they're interested, including, you know, you mentioned above 45, but, you know, young people as well, if they want to get out there and learn some of the things you're talking about, how can they do that?
Well, we have a website, the Durham Outdoors Club, and if you go onto that website, it leads you into all the event schedule. It's a very easy to use calendar. You can scroll through and see what we've got coming up over April, May, and June. You can also take a look at the newsletter. There's an application there for membership if you're interested. We also have a photo gallery there, and we also have a contact list there as well that you can easily use. And then on the very bottom part of it, there is a Facebook page as well that you can take a look at.
Oh, cool. So, you know, after those cold winter months, this might be just the perfect opportunity for somebody to get back outdoors and explore the area.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Oshawa and the surrounding area, we have a lot to offer, a lot of good hiking areas, a lot of good paddling, a lot of good cycling. So, you know, we do live in an area where we have lots of opportunity. It's just up to the individual to get out and take advantage of it.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me here today, and enjoy the trails.
Okay, thanks, James.
Okay.
Now here's the Weekend 3, song number 3.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize.
There's Starship and We Built This City on the Weekend 3. I love that song. And now here's song number 2. It's Celine Dion and To Love You More on the Weekend 3.
Weekend 3, song number 1.
I'm walking to the sound, the blood that moves around inside me.
beat drops in my heart. Below my feet, the stars can lift me. The lanes are all clear. I've always dreamed that I'd be here, but this seems too long. So close, I can taste it. I've waited all my life. And I don't wanna waste it. I've chased this all my life. So this town will test your fate. We'll put you in your place and leave you.
Wrapping up the weekend three, there's Sean Hook with So Close. And now it's my absolute pleasure to bring you some music from a well-known Durham area musician to the show. Deborah Ford is a musician who performs a selection of music from classical to sacred songs as well. And she's here now on the show with some music from her new CD, Songs of the Heart. Now, Deborah has also performed with the Durham Philharmonic Choir for 12 years and is a very accomplished performer. You can also catch Deborah performing occasionally at churches and other venues around Durham. So I've got two songs now here to play for you from her CD. First one is I Believe, followed by Danny Boy. Deborah Ford with Dorinda Vollmer accompanying. Here on the Weekend Mix, enjoy.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why. Believe.
There's Deborah Ford with Dorinda Vollmer accompanying. We heard I Believe, and before that, Danny Boy. And those were two selections from the album Songs of My Heart. Deborah Ford, vocalist, and Dorinda Vollmer accompanist. And thanks so much for allowing me to play those songs here on the show. Beautiful music and a wonderful CD here with a fantastic arrangement. That CD is produced by Sound Travels Entertainment, and thanks so much once again. And let's wrap up the show with some information about an important initiative. May 20th is World Bee Day, a United Nations cause that highlights the importance of bees and pollinators for humanity and our planet. Check out some beautiful photos of pollinators online this spring, or make some extra room for a garden space near your home. And thanks to Shutterstock for the details about World Bee Day. And did you know that this next song actually has the word say in it over 80 times? It's a song by John Mayer, and he uses that word over 80 times. And that's a fact, actually, that came from a friend of mine, and it's stuck with me. Here's John Mayer, it's Say, on the Weekend Mix. And have a great month. We'll talk to you in June.
Take all of your wasted honor, every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called problems, better put them in quotations. Say what you need to say, say what you need to say. Say what you need to say, say what you need to say, say what you need to say, say what you need to say.
Weekend Mix is produced by JDProductionServices.com.
AsheRocks.com.